Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
Connect directly to IT contractors globally on the only dedicated subscription-based platform, Tech Finder. That's Finder with a Y.
Well, no major surprise. You heard Ciara mention it there. The election dominates the papers again this morning, and it will do for the rest of the week as well. The Irish Independent leads this morning with the party's scramble from middle ground to stem Sinn Féin tide. The Irish Times goes today with Varadkar says Fianna Fáil opposed to social progress. And also the Irish Times leading today with, or the Examiner leading with many in Fianna Fáil oppose social change. We're going to be discussing this in much more detail here on Breakfast Briefing at around 20 past six this morning. But just a quick look at the papers though. Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil locked in an election battle really to try and hold the centre ground as Sinn Féin support grows, as we saw in a poll over the weekend. Both parties have been caught off guard by the shock rise in support for Sinn Féin, according to the Irish Independent this morning, as the election campaign enters its final week. Over in the Irish Examiner today, Leo Varadkar has admitted that the general election campaign has been very difficult for his party and that the public opinion has also reset against us. In an interview with the Irish Examiner, Leo Varadkar conceded the campaign in which he and his party had relied on Brexit so heavily has not gone to plan. And he also was quoted in this interview in the Irish Examiner. This is the paper's political editor, Daniel McConnell, writing, "If we have a Fianna Fáil-led government, I've no doubt that the social progress we've seen in recent years will not continue." In response, Fianna Fáil figures also said that such comments were beneath the Taoiseach. And then over in the Irish Times this morning, party leaders preparing for the series of kind of last minute attacks now on each other's policies and records in the next couple of days as they jostle for advantage in the final week of the election campaign. We will have further analysis though coming up here on the programme in around 15 minutes time, but you can look forward to an awful lot more of the over and back between the parties and politicians over the next number of days. A quick look at the tabloids, their headlines this morning. The Daily Mail leading today with their headline, "Let Mary Lou take her place on RTE's TV debate." This is RTE meeting today to decide on a Sinn Féin leader. The Star leads at the court story this morning. The Mirror's headline today, 460,000 for 24-hour Dáil bash. And taken down, that's the headline in the front of the Herald this morning. But to some of the other stories that you'll be talking about this morning, front page of the Irish Times today, results due on suspected coronavirus case. This is test results on a passenger who arrived at Dublin Airport and was suspected of having the new coronavirus, are expected as early as today, as the outbreak claimed its first victim outside of China. And with the death of a 44-year-old Chinese individual in the Philippines, the death toll from the virus has now reached 305, 14,500 cases now confirmed, the health authorities said yesterday. And also the head of the World Health Organization's emergency team, this is Dr. Mike Ryan, he said he has every confidence public health authorities in Ireland are making the right preparations for the virus. And lots more on that story across all of the broadsheets here at home today. Also an interesting story caught my eye inside the Irish Times this morning. Drones could be used to test water from remote lakes. Drones could be dispatched across hundreds of remote Irish lakes to try and carry out legally required water testing, which is too problematic for humans. And experts believe that an ongoing two-year research project by scientists and drone technicians has almost completed testing the viability of using unmanned aircraft for the work essential to monitoring Irish water quality. Funded by the Environmental Protection Agency, the project offers the potential for drones to kind of carry out this sort of what would normally be seen as traditional testing, and it can replace boats and humans when testing lakes that are out of reach or too difficult to access in areas, for instance, like parts of County Galway, where testers have previously had to carry out an inflatable boat or carry an inflatable boat some distance from the nearest access point as well from the road. And there's more on that story inside the Irish Times today. Also, interesting story if you're a cyclist this morning. New statistics out show that Ireland had the highest rate of increase in cyclist deaths in the EU over the past decade. This is between 2010 and 2018. Cyclist deaths across the EU fell on average by 0.4% every year. But in Ireland, the figure was, there was an 8% increase here. This is according to a new report by the leading EU transport safety body. They've revealed deaths of cyclists in Ireland jumped 8% each year on average since 2010. It's almost four times the rate of the next worst countries, the likes of the Netherlands and France, where the rates there jumped by 2% as well. To some of the other stories, though, that you'll be hearing much more about today. The teacher strike. Teachers who are not part of the trade union behind, this is tomorrow's one day secondary school strike, will need to register their attendance at schools in order to be paid. This is a story in the Irish Times this morning. According to government instructions, at least half of the country's 700 secondary schools are going to shut on foot of this stoppage by the Teachers Union of Ireland, the TUI, tomorrow in protest over what they describe as the two-tier pay rates. Official advice set out in a recent circular to school management stated that they should make appropriate arrangements to record the attendance or absence of all staff employed by the school on the 4th of February. And this applies as well to all teaching and non-teaching staff employed by the school. Crime has also been front and centre of the election campaign. Just two stories caught my eye this morning in relation to this. The front page of the Irish Examiner today, support community to reduce crime rates is the headline. This is Cormac O'Keefe writing this morning about the massive restructuring of an Garda Síochána and policing in Ireland can only bring about the changes necessary to tackle law and order problems if it's accompanied by enough resources at community level. And this is according to a leading criminologist. Johnny Connolly of UCD has published his latest detailed research. It's called Building Community Resilience. It's commissioned by a network of four different kind of community policing areas spread across Dublin, the South West, inside and outside the Grand Canal. And Johnny Connolly said that the Commission on the Future of Policing found that about 80% of law enforcement work is nothing to do with policing and crime. It's dealing with vulnerable people, mental health and also addiction. There's really interesting commentary from Mr. Connolly from UCD on that particular report. Lots of details and analysis inside the Irish Examiner on that too today. Also in the Irish Independent, just relating to a crime story as well this morning, page 10 of the paper today, drug lords must be shamed for murder of teen, insists Archbishop. This is the Archbishop of Dublin, Diarmaid Martin, has lashed out at those behind the murder of Keane Mulready Woods, saying the horror of his death showed how drug lords have sunk to the lowest level of depravity. And he was speaking at a service of commemoration and hope in Sean McDermott Street Parish in Dublin's inner city over the weekend. And there's more commentary from Diarmaid Martin on that inside the Irish Independent too today. Also, a couple of other interesting stories. Inside the Star this morning, story that caught my eye, the HSE is to spend €500,000 on online STI testing. The HSE is going to, they're planning to spend €500,000 on online tests for sexually transmitted infections. And it's part of a kind of a new pilot scheme to relieve pressure on overcrowded clinics. 8,000 online STI tests are due to be provided under the programme. It'll be it's set to be rolled out through four existing clinics in three different geographical regions. And online STI testing allows individuals to order the kits on the internet, undertake the tests at home, and then send away the samples and receive the results. We're interested in your view on this story, though, this morning. Would you be happy to use online testing to do the carry out the test yourself at home? We're interested in your view on that story today. Also in the Irish Independent, it's the weather. We're in for a mixed bag this week. Unsettled week is in store. You're going to have a mix of sun, showers, possible sleet and snow in all areas, according to Met Éireann. Today will be cold, blustery, scattered showers, sunny breaks and also a risk of wintry showers, especially in parts of North Connacht and in Ulster. A few of the other stories from across the papers as well this morning. The Irish Times, interesting statistics in relation to sex crimes hit a record high in 2019, and it's after the sixth consecutive annual increase. Conor Lally writing this morning that the number of sex crimes reported to on Garda Síochána increased for the sixth year in succession last year, surpassing what was already a record high under new published figures. And there was a 3% increase in the total number of sexual offences reported to the force last year. It's up from 3,179 offences back in 2018, but it also means a new record for sex crimes reported annually has now been reached in 4 consecutive years. And there's more on that data, page 2 of the Irish Times this morning. Also in the Irish Times today, Mountjoy is to open an older person's unit for ageing inmates. The prison in Dublin is opening a centre for older persons to cater for the needs of an ageing prison population who often present with complex medical conditions. The Irish Prison Service is constructing the unit for inmates who are over the age of 55 within a former training unit on the prison grounds, which has been vacant since the mid-2017 era, and construction is taking place to refurbish the unit at a cost of about €2.5 million. That's according to the Irish Prison Service this morning. We'll just take one final story though for this morning. Employees in a sicky situation is the headline on page 25 of the Star this morning. Today is the likely day for going on the DOS. Workers are most likely to call in sick today than any other day of the year. The first Monday of February is statistically the day that most employees don't turn up, saying that they don't feel well or they can't make it into the office. But if workers are going to put in a no-show for it is National Sickie Day today, they need to come up with some good excuses, because researchers and staff at the management software provider Rotocloud analysed some of the most ridiculous reasons that workers came up with last year for failing to show up to work on the first Monday in February. The top 10 worst excuses to get off work. Wait until you hear this. At number one was an employee who claimed they had the Ebola virus. Another said they were allergic to wearing yellow polo shirts, which was the company's uniform. A third said they were suffering from flu after leaving their fridge door open. And a fourth said that they left the window open and fog got into their house and then they couldn't see the alarm clock. In fairness, they're just so ridiculous that they are actually quite funny. But it is National Sickie Day. I'm sure it's not a genuine leave day. But look, if you are tucked under the duvet this morning and you're considering giving yourself a wee sneaky day off, perhaps maybe come up with something a little bit better than some of those excuses. But we do want to know today, what's your go-to excuse, or what's perhaps the worst excuse you've ever heard of? You can let us know on Twitter this morning at BreakfastNT. Those are the stories making the headlines this Monday morning.
Connect directly to IT contractors globally on the only dedicated subscription-based platform, TechFinder. That's Finder with a Y.